News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
The Carolinas still dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. Now just a depression. We'll get details on that. And another heat advisory right here in Southwest Alabama. Details from Dr. Bill coming up. Sitting at 75 now, and we'll check in with traffic first. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far we have accident-free conditions and light traffic coming in across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems from Mobile, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Also, if you're traveling from that 1065 split heading northbound, school buses are traveling, but nothing out of the ordinary. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. See all the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at NaamansCatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Hurricane season 2018 has ramped up. Depend on staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and stay a step ahead of the storm. Listen tomorrow morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for the latest hurricane info and projected tracks. Dr. Bill, only on FM Talk 106.5.
Catch Dr. Bill in just minutes, 6:35, with the latest on Florence and a look around the tropics as we are here at the peak of hurricane season. 6:08, Mobile Mornings, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An update now in Supreme Court news as the woman who publicly accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more than 30 years ago has now revealed her name and even more details of what she says happened. These claims have led to Senator Doug Jones to ask the Senate Judiciary Committee to, quote, hit the pause button on their vote to confirm Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. On Sunday, the Washington Post published a story in which California professor Christine Ford publicly accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault while the two were in high school. After the story ran, Jones tweeted, quote, this was a very brave step to come forward. It's more important than ever to hit the pause button on Kavanaugh's confirmation vote until we can fully investigate these serious and disturbing allegations. We cannot rush to move forward under this cloud. According to AL.com, on Sunday, Senator Jones said, quote, even though they were a long time ago, they're still very disturbing when describing the accusations. He says that there is credibility to them from someone coming forward, knowing the backlash that's going to happen. This is an incredibly important nomination, and our constitutional duties require we give a full and fair investigation. And the Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans issued a statement themselves saying, quote, in part, it's disturbing that these uncorroborated allegations from more than 35 years ago during high school would surface on the eve of a committee vote. And they blamed Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats for not bringing them up earlier. A fatal traffic accident has claimed the life of one man and injured two others early Sunday morning on Celeste Road near Citronelle. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that 26-year-old Mitchell Lofton was driving on Celeste Road when his vehicle crashed head-on with a pickup truck. Lofton was pronounced dead at the scene. 65-year-old Andrew Newburn and his 63-year-old passenger were both taken to University Hospital here in Mobile for treatment. Their condition at this hour has not yet been released, nor the events which led to the deadly accident. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 610 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday, online at FMTalk1065.com, where you can get all kind of goodies, show notes. You could also get the schedule for weekday, weekend programming, and our podcast on there as well. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Did you Did you acquire more junk this summer? Have you identified more junk in the home this summer? Okay, it's time to get ready for the holidays coming up. Get rid of the junk, get that space, and do it with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Could be in your house, could be in your office, could be outside the house. Swing sets and swimming pools and storage buildings and those kind of things. You need them gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Make that call. Get my buddy Trey and his crew who work in Mobile and Baldwin counties to come do that work for you. Once again, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. A heads up here, too, as we're looking at the aftermath and really actually the ongoing effects of Florence still in the Carolinas, where it has been parked since, well, we were talking about on Friday, and it's parked itself there. And while it's lessened in wind and rain, it's still putting tons of areas having 30 inches of rain in the Carolinas, dealing with that. And the response from around the country to help out has been big. Of course, we know we have power crews from Alabama working in that area in the Carolinas right now, as well as the Mobile County Sheriff's Office in New Hanover County, North Carolina, where they have set up the food truck and are serving meals there. We'll check in with Lori Miles from the Mobile County Sheriff's Department at 7:15 with more details on how we can help, what items they need, what donations they need to take to North Carolina to help feed the sheriff's office up there as they work to pick up the pieces from Hurricane Florence.
Yeah, I've been reading in some of these cities you can't even get to right now, like Wilmington.
Yeah, it's an island. They're expanding. I said to you a second ago, I'd love to see a flyover because I just kind of I'd like to see what that looks like. As they say, Wilmington completely cut off, like the flooding has surrounded. Obviously, you had the Atlantic on one side, and I guess rivers have flooded out and kept them closed in from the west.
Yeah. And we'll actually have to fly supplies in to Wilmington, North Carolina. How strange of a statement is that?
It's like an airdrop thing. That's wild. All right, 613 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Authorities are looking for an inmate who escaped from a work-release job site in Baldwin County. 38-year-old Gregory McCluskey left his assigned job in Foley shortly after 9 o'clock last night. He was serving a 15-year sentence for a 2005 burglary conviction in Limestone County and was in the custody of the Loxley Work Release Center. A traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a man who Mobile police had been looking for since May. 23-year-old Deontay Moore was arrested Sunday night and charged with a home invasion and robbery that happened on Bruton Avenue May 21st. Mobile police say Moore was a passenger in a car that was pulled over around 7 o'clock last night on Government Boulevard. State troopers continue to investigate a crash that killed one person from Citronelle and injured two others. First responders rushed to this two-vehicle crash on Celeste Road early Sunday morning. The driver of the car, 26-year-old Mitch Lofton, died at the scene. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Open the window of savings with Window World Windows, starting at just $189 for a white vinyl, double-hung, double-paned insulated window. Single-paned windows rob your wallet of hundreds of dollars every year. And with Window World's exclusive lifetime warranty on parts and labor, it makes sense to replace those windows. And be sure to ask about our form-fitted insulated siding as well. Start saving. Find out more online at windowworld.com. That's windowworld.com.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, Why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Hey, good morning. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. After an eventful week 3 in college football, the Associated Press top 25 rankings were released on Sunday. Top 5 ranked teams were the same, but arranged just a little bit differently. Kind of like the bookshelf. Move things around just a little bit. The Alabama Crimson Tide remained in the top spot, picking up 58 of 61 possible first place votes.
Okay, who were the one? I mean, I'm not just being a bammer here, but who were the voters that said, nah, they didn't. Yeah, I watched their performance against Ole Miss, and they
clearly just people partial to the Clemson Tigers because they received the other three first place votes, which I guess no reason to not think that Clemson is a good team. But I don't know how you couldn't say that Alabama's not the best team,
at least right now in the season.
That's correct. Well, on Saturday, the Tide gave up a 75-yard touchdown to Ole Miss on the first play of scrimmage, but proceeded to outscore the Rebels 62-0 over the remainder of the game. That's a point for every 1,000 people that were in the stadium in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium the other night. It was the first time in SEC history that a team's opened the season by scoring over 50 points in each of their first three games. Some unbelievable stuff. The Georgia Bulldogs jumped from third to second place in the rankings following a 49-7 beatdown of Middle Tennessee State. Clemson swapped places with Georgia, moving down to third in the rankings despite earning those three first-place votes. Tigers beat Georgia Southern 38-7 with freshman Trevor Lawrence passing for 194 yards and a touchdown. Ohio State stayed steady in fourth place with a 40-28 win over then 15th-ranked TCU. And Oklahoma rounds out the top five. They also stayed steady at number five after a 37-27 win over Iowa State. The Wisconsin Badgers had the farthest fall in the standings. They slid from 6th to 18th after losing to BYU 24-21. And the LSU Tigers had the second biggest leap in the standings, moving up to 6th with Saturday's 22-21 upset win over Auburn, who was ranked 7th at the time. LSU held a 10-0 lead midway through the second quarter before Auburn scored three consecutive touchdowns to take a 21-10 lead in the third quarter. Auburn's offense would screech to a halt, and LSU would do just enough to put kicker Cole Tracy in position to kick a 42-yard field goal as time expired.
Cole Tracy to win it for LSU. Kick out of the way, and it is dead center. And the 13-game home winning streak for the Tigers has ended.
Auburn would fall in the rankings with their first loss of the season, but not far. They moved down two spots to number 9. Rounding out the rest of the top 10, Stanford's ranked 7th. Notre Dame stayed steady at 8 after surviving Vanderbilt 22-17. Auburn's 9th, and Penn State comes in at number 10. Mississippi State moved up two spots to number 14 after beating Louisiana 56-10. And Texas A&M is the final SEC team in the standings, up to number 22 after beating Louisiana Monroe. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars got their first win of the season, beating Texas State 41-31. The Jags were down 31-16 at one point before a Jalen Thompson interception return for a touchdown started a furious second half rally. And the Troy Trojans got a major upset win over the Nebraska Cornhuskers 24-19. It's the second straight year Troy's gone on the road to beat a Power 5 team. Last year they were paid around $800,000 to beat LSU in Baton Rouge 24-21. They were paid $1.5 million this weekend for beating Nebraska.
Awesome.
And for the Huskers, first time since 1957, they've lost their first two games of the season.
Well, I could buy a lot of stadiums.
Yes.
You know,
they could
Can Troy expand? How big is the stadium at Troy?
It's about the same size as, I guess, the proposed South Alabama stadium. It'd probably fit 25, 30,000 in there.
They, you know, you go make some cash halls like that. I loved it. I mean, you put that up on Twitter. I was just beaming. I said, that's awesome.
That's what Troy's known for now, going on the road and at least putting a scare in a team. Now they've done a win twice in a row. And right now in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, TrackFreak 000. Pulling away
again,
from the pack.
Again?
Yes. Now has a 5-point lead. I'm currently in 61st place, 21 points behind the leader.
I haven't looked where
Sean,
I am.
Sean, I found you. Don't worry. Tukey Toussaint, currently 111th place.
Oh, no.
32 points behind the leader.
And the fall continues.
Well, I know we'll both come back. Still plenty of time left in the season.
Yes, ready to make the turn here at the clubhouse.
And wrapping up the sports in the NFL, New Orleans Saints held on to beat the Cleveland Browns 21-18 for their first win of the year. Browns kicker Zane Gonzalez missed an extra point and two field goals, his second miss going wide right as time expired. And in NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the first playoff race of the season at the South Point 400 in Las Vegas. Keselowski led 75 laps. It was his third consecutive win after picking up victories in the final 2 weeks of the regular season. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Looks good so far from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. And by the 1065 split heading northbound and out towards Stillman's Corner and Theodore, still have no delays. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 622 FM Talk 106.5. A little bit of the off-mic talk here. I think that is really telling because when people have names that kind of make them perfect for a job, like somebody who's a police officer who has the last name Law, like yes. A John or Jane Law, right? And you're like a perfect name to be an officer. Uh-huh. And then we were talking about the punter here, Alabama punter.
Yeah, Skylar DeLong. That's perfect punter name.
The kid was born to kick Skylar DeLong as a punter.
There was a Texas A&M receiver named Speedy Noyle. Player named Tennis with a Y instead of an I.
Okay, well, that's the parents being pretty sure they're probably good tennis players, and like our child's going to be good as well. Skylar
DeLong.
624 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A teenager reported missing in Dadeville has been found safe. She was missing for 48 hours. The sheriff's department took to Facebook last Friday in hopes that someone would know something to help bring her home safely. 16-year-old Elizabeth Inez Mosley was last seen last Friday on Dreamland Road in Dadeville. That's according to the sheriff's office. At this hour, law enforcement and the agencies involved have not yet released the details of where she was found, but we do know she was located Sunday afternoon and is safe. News from our state capitol this morning involving the census, illegal immigrants, and our attorney general. The AP is reporting that the federal government has until mid-November to respond to Alabama's lawsuit seeking to exclude immigrants living here in the country illegally from the U.S. census counts. A federal judge last week gave the U.S. Department of Commerce and Census Bureau an extension until November 13th they have to reply to this lawsuit. Attorneys in the case say the Department of Justice components needed additional time to finish, quote, evaluating the arguments that the government will make in this matter. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall filed the lawsuit against the federal government back in June. He is arguing that those who are here illegally should not be included in census counts, which are used to distribute congressional districts. The lawsuit contends that Alabama is at risk to lose a congressional seat and thus an electoral vote to a state with a, quote, larger illegal alien population. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't never play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
625 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Monday style. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Speaking of Dr. Bill, conversation with him in just about 7 minutes. Details on Florence that is still a thing there. Still putting rain down in the Carolinas and going to go up through West Virginia, Virginia over the next couple of days. We'll look elsewhere in the tropics and then talk about weather back here at home. Hot this weekend, holy cow, heat advisory in effect again today. What happened was we got a north wind, so it dried out. That was nice, but we didn't have the thunderstorms to pull the temperature down, and it was hot. Of course, like a fool, I worked outside all day on Saturday, and for part of the day, although yesterday, I this is when you know you've gotten old enough and you've had enough of the sun. When I was doing yard work, I was using my house to have the shade to the part of the house I was working on.
Smart.
I would stay in the shade, the shadow of the house, and I'd say, I want to go do that project over there, but I'm going to wait till the sun moves a little bit more and cast some more shade over that way.
I have become one of those people who almost completely covers their skin when they're out doing yard work. I could use the sun, but now I've got on like the dry fit long sleeve, and I've got one of the hats that's completely flopped over both ears, sunglasses on all the way. I look like I've been out doing yard work for my entire life.
Well, I got to tell you, I'll do the same thing. If I ever figured out how to take a selfie picture, I'll take one from Saturday working at the farm. Same thing. I always wear long pants and boots working around tractors, but I always now wear a dry fit shirt. That's been probably 8-9 years. In other words, a long sleeve shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear the big straw hat and the whole nine, sunglasses. And, you're going to be out under that sun all day.
For me, it's also important. I save about $500 a year in sunscreen just by covering my arms.
Good thing. And then you don't smell like coconut explosion. 627 FM Talk 106.5. Doc's on the way. Plus, a new flavor of candy cane just in time for Christmas. A very carb-centric flavored candy cane. Wait till you hear this.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a man who Mobile police had been looking for since May. 23-year-old Deontay Moore was arrested Sunday night and charged with a home invasion and robbery that happened on Bruton Avenue May 21st. Mobile police say Moore was a passenger in a car that was pulled over around 7 o'clock last night on Government Boulevard. Firefighters responded Sunday to a house fire on Foster Lane off Dolphin Island Parkway. The fire only burned a small part of the home, but the flames were so intense they could be seen miles away. No one was home when the fire started. Police are looking for the gunman who pulled the trigger in a double shooting at a motel Saturday morning. This happened just before 8 at the Motel 6 on the I-65 service road. One man was found shot dead inside a room. A second victim was found shot in the parking lot of a nearby business. And authorities are looking for an inmate who escaped from a work-release job site in Baldwin County. 38-year-old Gregory McCluskey left his assigned job in Foley shortly after 9 last night. I'm Jessica Cialone, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
With Wilmington cut off from the rest of North Carolina by still rising floodwaters, crews plan to airlift food and water to the city of 120,000. This as rescuers elsewhere pull inland residents from homes threatened by rising rivers. Zach Wicker is with the New Hanover County Emergency Management.
We want to maintain our message to the public that when the rivers are cresting, when the rivers continue to rise, as water flows down the Cape Fear and other areas, other bodies of water, that it's still dangerous. We don't want you out on the roads. Stay home if you can.
Several cars and a train headed to Hamlet, North Carolina have derailed, but it's not clear whether it was storm-related. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser of sexual misconduct now has a name and a story, with calls to hold off on moving the nomination forward rising this morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee still scheduled to vote to move it forward on Thursday. Stock futures up slightly ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon has opened Amazon Storefronts, a new store for customers to shop exclusively from U.S. small and medium-sized businesses selling on Amazon. Amazon, which launched the new store today, says it features a variety of product categories, including back-to-school, Halloween, home, kitchen, pet supplies, and books. German publishing group Bertelsmann says it will acquire U.S. online education provider OnCourse Learning from a private equity firm for several €100 million. The deal is part of Bertelsmann's push into digital education and training and will boost its presence in the U.S. OnCourse Learning is based in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and employs 375 people. It provides digital corporate and advanced training courses for healthcare and financial services customers and has a smaller real estate business. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open after stocks closed little changed on Friday. For the week, the Dow gained 238. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today.
confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You talked about it last week, the high amount of rainfall predicted with Florence, and for some areas of North Carolina, it absolutely lived up to that. What are we looking at for stats right now?
As far as Florence is concerned, the center of that storm is right over the central portion of the Appalachians now in western Virginia, and will continue to get all this moisture stream up into the Appalachians. So that's sort of round two. You know, round one has already occurred with the heavy rain in the coastal areas. Round two is all the water coming down out of the mountains. The center of the Florence now, which is really not even it's not even, it shouldn't even be a named storm at this point, but it's moving up eventually into Pennsylvania tomorrow, and continue to spread rain all the way up into the northeast. But I don't have any final figures on the rain. We'll be getting those probably pretty soon, but we've got to see some figures here up around 30 inches or so in some areas, maybe even more than that.
What about, let's look at the wind impacts of Florence. I know the big story has been about the rain and some of the surge, but what about the wind? It looked like there was some damage there along the coast.
Oh, yeah, there was gusts of over 100 miles per hour that occurred in quite a few locations along the North Carolina coast. There was wind damage, and of course, with all the rain, that made it possible for a lot of trees to fall over from the wind gusts. And it's a real mess up there, and it's going to take a long time to get things back in order.
Okay, so I got to ask you this. We're still, even though Florence is now making its exit, we're still here near the peak of hurricane season. Dr. Bill, what about elsewhere in the tropics?
Well, things are looking good at the moment. Everything's beginning to quiet down. We still have a tropical depression, Joyce, which is way up in the eastern Atlantic. That storm was moving to the north for a while. It's turned around now. It's headed back to the south. It's probably going to make a loop and then eventually move on over into Europe. Helene is now affecting the British Isles. The remnants of Isaac now is just a tropical wave. It's in the western Caribbean, and there's no indication of any development there, so that's good. And then, of course, Florence, which is now in the Appalachians, there's another tropical wave now beginning to move off the African coast. But at the moment, we've got a break in what was a very active week and 10 days across the Atlantic.
That's for sure. Now, back here at home, the north wind coming down behind Florence, but my goodness, did it bring some heat.
Well, there wasn't any cold air or cool air to bring down at this time, and with the with high pressure building, and then the outflow from the tropical storm actually was descending over our area, and that warms things up. And as a result, we've had some really hot temperatures. 95 was the high on Friday, 96 Saturday, 96 yesterday. The readings on Friday and Saturday missed a record by 1 degree. And then the heat index yesterday was between 105 and 110 at the airport. I believe it reached 112 to 115 at Berkeley. And so it's just incredible. And we're in for another day just like that today. And then we're going to see the high pressure bit gradually weaken over the next few days, and that's going to see those temperatures drop a little bit, at least getting back closer to normal. We've got some rain in the forecast, but only some isolated thunderstorms today, again up around 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75. And then tomorrow, and also Wednesday, mostly sunny, and just a few widely scattered to isolated thunderstorms, and the highs will at least be into the lower 90s. So for the next 2 to 3 days, some hot temperatures here along the Gulf Coast.
Okay, so nothing in the crystal ball, nothing in the long term that shows some break in this?
It's possible over the weekend, at least the second half of the weekend, we might see some drier air move in and a little lower temperatures. So we're hopeful that by Sunday or perhaps next Monday, we might see some cooler air come in.
All right. Well, we can hold on to that hope, Dr. Bill, and check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams with the latest in our forecast. So, yeah, hot, more of that heat advisory for today. Obviously, dress like Dalton and I do, which is a great look. The long pants, long sleeves, straw hat, sunglasses. Mm-hmm.
It's the safest way, but not the coolest looking way, but the safest way.
You know what I can't wear? So I'm in the sun doing farm work like that and fishing. So I fished yesterday. Captain Bobby and I went out and fished, although we got off the water before lunchtime. But, I think about it in the fishing world, and I fish all summer. And so I'm in the sun a bunch. I'm always trying to find, I do the sunscreen, I do the hats and all that. But these, they call them buffs.
Uh-huh.
They're, I call them Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle masks.
Yes.
But you know what I'm you put over your whole head, the buff thing, and it's like a mask, right? And
mm-hmm.
it's of material, just like kind of like a dry fit shirt, a lighter material, and it keeps you from having to put sunscreen on your face. You put that over, and then the hat and the whole nine, and the sunglasses, you're completely covered.
Right.
I can't, something mashing down on my nose. And the fact is, I have probably a larger than average head, right? A Barney Rubble kind of looking head. And it mashes your nose. I can't do it.
Mm.
The mask over the face thing just drives me berserk.
Yeah, I haven't gone that far.
It's the look. If you're going to be a cool fisherman, which obviously I'm not, if you're going to be a cool fisherman, you get the cool, logoed up, some look like a skeleton face and all that stuff, mask, and so I'm just not cool enough. I put those things on and I'm like a cat trying to get a piece of tape off its foot, and I go nuts.
Well, I imagine when you're out on the farm cutting grass, you probably put a handkerchief on or something, right? So you got the full foot, no?
I can't do it.
Okay.
Stuff over the face, like mashing your nose down stuff.
Can't do it.
I can't do it. All right. I don't know. Maybe some people are cooler than me. I think a lot of them are that can wear those things. All right. 642 FM Talk 106.5. Got some traffic issues out there. Kane, check it in right now.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue in a smooth ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from downtown to the 1065 split. Dolphin Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, and 65. No delays and no wrecks in the roadways. How'd you like to make a career move? Need a part-time job? Come to the job fair today at the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. It's from 10 to 7 at the Magnolia Ballroom. They're hiring for culinary teams, engineers, housekeepers, and more. See them at pchresorts.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, 644 FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kane. Another update from the traffic department. Accident I-10 eastbound, mile marker 32 on the Bayway. Kane writes here to me, off to the median. Kane, I don't want to start trouble on a Monday morning, but isn't that the shoulder? The median, see, the median is pretty wet at the Bayway. The median would be the gap of water between east and westbound lanes.
You don't want to be in the median,
right,
on the Bayway.
No, that's a bad thing. So I would God, that's probably more shoulder to me, the median. I don't know, though. You got the traffic department. Oh, and I mentioned this as well, the new flavor for Christmas time here for candy canes.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was anything other than regular peppermint-flavored candy canes.
Oh, yeah, there's been Jolly Ranchers, all kinds of candy-ized, what'd you call it, candy-fied?
Yeah, candy. candified. Well, with 100 days or less till Christmas now, first new Christmas candy of the season hitting store shelves, and it's, well, it's mac and cheese flavored candy cane. Yes.
That's interesting.
Six pack of those devils will be $5. Cheese flavored yellow and white striped candy. So it looks like the mac and cheese, and it tastes like mac and cheese, but it looks like a candy cane.
Who asked for that?
I don't know. I'm with you. Where was the demand? People say, you know what you ought to get? These candy canes ought to taste like macaroni and cheese. That'd be something. Well, so that's out if you're interested. If you're not, let's just move along. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, the daughter of former Alabama Governor George Wallace and his wife, also former Governor Lurleen Wallace, being applauded and recognized for her contributions to society and her continued work for equality for all. Peggy Wallace Kennedy will be among nine people named an Alabama Humanities Fellow by the Foundation October the 1st at the Birmingham Museum of Art. Back in March of 1965, Alabama Governor George C. Wallace pledged that civil rights demonstrators would not be allowed to march from Selma to Montgomery, and he ordered state troopers to stop them. On the 50th anniversary of the now-famous march in 2015, his daughter Peggy Wallace Kennedy stood at the Edmund Pettus Bridge and spoke on the very same stage with U.S. Representative John Lewis, who you'll recall was beaten badly while leading the march during that bloody Sunday. That's where she said there is, quote, no better time than now for Americans to hold hands rather than hold down the inherent rights of all mankind. One can never measure the worth of a mended heart that beats again because someone cared. The Alabama Humanities Foundation, in part, chose Kennedy because she, quote, stands apart from her past and is recognized as one of the most important voices for peace and reconciliation. Ocean Springs, Mississippi police need your help to find a homicide suspect. In the early hours of Saturday morning at the Kahuna Bar and Grill, police found a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He died on the scene. He's been identified as 25-year-old Troy Taylor of Ocean Springs. They do have a person of interest in mind, identified by witnesses. Police say he's known as DJ, described as a black male, medium complexion, between 5'5 and 5'9, weighing 185 to 190 pounds. Police say he should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have information, call 877-787-5898. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Authorities are looking for an inmate who escaped from a work-release job site in Baldwin County. 38-year-old Gregory McCluskey left his assigned job in Foley shortly after 9 o'clock last night. He was serving a 15-year sentence for a 2005 burglary conviction in Limestone County and was in the custody of the Loxley Work Release Center. A traffic stop resulted in the arrest of a man who Mobile police had been looking for since May. 23-year-old Deontay Moore was arrested Sunday night and charged with a home invasion and robbery that happened on Bruton Avenue May 21st. Mobile police say Moore was a passenger in a car that was pulled over around 7 o'clock last night on Government Boulevard. State troopers continue to investigate a crash that killed one person from Citronelle and injured two others. First responders rushed to this two-vehicle crash on Celeste Road early Sunday morning. The driver of the car, 26-year-old Mitch Lofton, died at the scene. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. After an eventful week three in college football, the Associated Press top 25 rankings were released on Sunday. The top five ranked teams were the same, but arranged just a little bit differently from last week. The Alabama Crimson Tide remain in the top spot. They picked up 58 of 61 possible first-place votes. On Saturday, the Tide gave up a 75-yard touchdown to Ole Miss on the first play from scrimmage, but proceeded to outscore the Rebels 62-0 over the remainder of the game. It was the first time in SEC history that a team has opened the season by scoring over 50 points in each of their first three games. The Georgia Bulldogs jumped from third to second place in the rankings following a 49-7 beatdown of Middle Tennessee State. Clemson swapped places with Georgia, moving down to third in the rankings despite earning three first-place votes. The Tigers beat Georgia Southern 38-7 with freshman Trevor Lawrence passing for 194 yards and a touchdown. Ohio State stayed steady in fourth place with a 40-28 win over then 15th-ranked TCU, and Oklahoma rounds out the top five. They stayed at number five after a 37-27 win over Iowa State. The Wisconsin Badgers had the farthest fall in the standings, sliding from 6th to 18th place after losing to BYU 24-21. And the LSU Tigers had the second biggest leap in the standings, moving up to 6th with Saturday's 22-21 upset win over Auburn, who was ranked 7th at the time. LSU held a 10-0 lead midway through the second quarter before Auburn scored three consecutive touchdowns to take a 21-10 lead in the third quarter. Auburn's offense would screech to a halt, and LSU would do just enough to put kicker Cole Tracy in position to kick a 42-yard field goal as time expired.
Cole Tracy to win it for LSU. Kick out of the way, and it is dead center. And the 13-game home winning streak for the Tigers has ended.
Auburn would fall in the rankings with their first loss of the season, but not very far. They moved down two spots to number 9. Rounding out the rest of the top 10, Stanford ranked 7th. Notre Dame stayed steady at number 8 after surviving Vanderbilt 22-17. Auburn's 9th, and Penn State comes in at number 10. Mississippi State moved up two spots to number 14, and Texas A&M is the final SEC team in the standings, up to number 22 after beating Louisiana Monroe. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars got their first win of the season, beating Texas State 41-31. And the Troy Trojans got a major upset win over Nebraska 24-19. It's the second straight year Troy's gone on the road to beat a Power 5 team. They beat LSU last season 24-21. Right now in the FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, Track Freak 000 pulling away from the pack.
Now has a
5-point lead over second place. I'm currently in 61st place.
Yeah.
21 points behind the leader.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I went and found you on the list. You're currently in 111th. 32 points behind the leader, but I know we'll both come back. There's still plenty of time left in the season.
I'm glad you have confidence in me.
We can do it. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints held on to beat the Cleveland Browns 21-18 for their first win of the year. And in NASCAR, Brad Keselowski won the first playoff race of the season in Las Vegas. Keselowski led 75 laps. It was his third consecutive win after picking up victories in the final 2 weeks of the regular season. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center I-10 eastbound left lane just getting cleared up at the 32-mile marker in Axton on the Bayway. Beyond that, Mobile Police Department are clear. We've got a decent ride so far. No delays from the 65 split. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, the three other accidents we had in Mobile now out of the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roof and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Eyeglass World. With same-day service and two pairs for $78, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Eyeglass World.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with highs in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox is hitting the road today on a statewide bus tour, vying for your votes to be the next governor of Alabama. That announcement made via a tweet, saying, quote, drum roll please, on Monday morning we will be launching our statewide bus tour. Stay tuned. Hashtag believe. Hashtag AL politics. Maddox is a Democratic nominee, and he is challenging Governor Kay Ivey and continues to request a debate with the governor. But Ivey at this hour continues to refuse. Tuesday, November 6th, voters statewide will cast their ballots. A university in our state has made tremendous advances in the world of archaeology thanks to an amazing discovery. An expedition co-led by an archaeology professor from the University of Alabama at Birmingham has discovered more than 800 tombs at an ancient burial site in Egypt. The discovery is one of the largest of Middle Kingdom tombs in Egypt and dates back 4,000 years. Dr. Sarah Parkak is an archaeology professor at UAB's College of Arts and Sciences, and she teamed up with the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities at Lisht, an ancient burial ground in southern Egypt. She said, quote, we were able to gain insight into ancient Egyptian life from the tombs based on artifacts that we found. The doc, well, she has been collecting tombs and collecting images and GPS coordinates to assemble a database which would answer questions about ancient Egyptian life. National Geographic, they partially fund her work. She has discovered thus far more than 17 lost pyramids, 1,000 tombs, and 3,100 settlements in Egypt. She will be awarded the 2018 Lowell Thomas Award coming up at a dinner in October. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. A full discussion of the aftermath of Florence and what else is going on in the tropics with Dr. Bill coming up. Plus, heat index, what, over 100 today? Another heat advisory for our area today. Of course, hot over the weekend. Heat indices over 100 degrees today. They said expect the heat index 108 to 112.
That's all.
Said the combination of hot temperatures and high humidity may result in heat stress or heat-related illness. Then they go through all the stuff like, hey, take extra precaution if you're spending time outside. I would say. It said to reduce risk during outdoor work, OSHA recommends, Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. I told you, here, my tip, this is not an OSHA tip, this is a Sean Sullivan tip.
Hashtag
Sullivan hack. Although it would probably be impossible in a lot of work scenarios. But yesterday, as the sun made its path across the sky, I worked in the areas of my yard that my house was throwing shade on. I could work in this part of my driveway here, and I was running the blower, and I'd run out in the sun for a while and do some stuff, but then quickly come back to the shade for my work, where it was only 95 in the shade.
That's genius. I'm going to have to use that hashtag Sullivan hack next time I'm out in the yard. I did the opposite and became the bane of my neighborhood's existence.
What time did you crank up?
I thought 7 a.m. was late enough. Late enough start for the neighborhood. So I just went ahead and...
Sunday morning is 7 a.m. Now, by the time you're my age, you're going to be starting before the dawn with your lawn mowing. You're too young to be mowing at 7. Good for you, though. All right, coming right back. We'll check in with News 5 right now.